Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Monday Morning Recap Show, 5 o'clock on the East Coast. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Use promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere at MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of fights in the show today.
As usual,
a lot of fights today.
I immediately got the Drinking Bros Sports YouTube notification.
Sure did.
Immediately.
By the way.
Every single time.
Yes. Every single
time. But on the other channel where we talk about buttholes and stuff, not exactly the...
Is it the buttholes or is it that we just don't agree with someone else politically?
Yeah, I think that's probably
Anthony. Probably. Don't have to worry about that over here because it's sports, sports, and sports, damn it.
Well, there's some buttholes.
Yeah, there's some buttholes. As far as fights are concerned, though, Atlanta Braves going up against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Before we get to the Atlanta Braves annihilating the Phillies in this series.
Okay.
We're
talking about the fighting, Stan.
Yeah.
We're talking about the fighting.
Let's go ahead and discuss the New York Mets.
Okay.
And how the teens and 2020s New York Mets are the 1990s Atlanta Braves.
Yep.
Like they fucking...
No, that's much too generous.
That's generous.
That implies that they make the playoffs a lot.
Or the World Series. Well, and they never...
Like twice out of the last 3 years.
They made it to the World Series against the Royals.
Yeah, and they lost to the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah. That was a while back.
They lost to the Kansas City Royals with the rotation of Matt Harvey. So that's very Braves-esque, actually. The way Harvey, DeGrom, Thor when he was good, and wasn't like Wheeler, was like their fourth or fifth starter.
No. Are you trying to say... Thor is not good anymore?
He's not, no.
I mean, if you just look at the statistics.
It's just the raw numbers.
But it's like, man, New York Mets, they ended the season. Let me see what the final number was. So they ended the season
tied. They overachieved early on.
Oh, they definitely did. Yeah, they definitely did.
I mean, but even when after the Braves came on, like, The Mets were playing at like a 650 pace or something stupid like that. Yeah. The Braves were just fucking unconscious after June 1st.
Yeah, they played pretty well. I mean, I think the Mets were maybe like the fifth or sixth best team in baseball over that stretch, and the Braves were tied with the Dodgers for the first best.
Well, the heart and soul of the Mets is gone.
Who's that?
David Wright.
Yeah,
he died. Yeah, he's dead.
Did he get killed by Chase Utley?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think Chase Utley killed him.
I think it was a train.
But this, like, the Mets' absolute collapse... The games that really mattered, the three against Atlanta, right? They got swept, and then they came here. To be honest, I was surprised they won game two of the series.
Yeah, 100%.
This team is a fucking paper tiger.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Holes
terrible
everywhere.
Team, yeah.
And honestly, getting swept by the Braves was worse. All they had to do was win one game. They didn't even need to win the series. They just needed to win one game, and they had... Two of the best, probably the two best pitchers of the last 10 years, certainly in the National League, up against us, and they can't do shit. Dansby Swanson's taking him fucking yard every day.
Yeah, he had a home run in every game of that series.
Yeah.
It's weird, man, to see...
Oh, my God.
Again,
throw that watch out the window, dude. It's not nice.
That's twice in 2 weeks.
That's so fucking dumb.
I'm
getting why is my watch listening to me only when I'm on air?
And Apple is the goddamn worst, dude. It's the fucking worst.
Look, sometimes we just need a little encouragement to be nice.
Uh-huh. From Surrey.
He was trashing the Mets too hard.
and he said, that's not nice.
Max Scherzer, right?
And maybe he needs to take a chill pill. He's coming in a little too intense.
Scherzer in his last two starts against the Braves and the Padres, two teams that are actual good teams.
Yeah.
Gave up 4 runs and then 7 runs, respectively. And
man,
then
they fucked him up.
You look at the games before that against Oakland. He had a good game against Milwaukee. He had a good game against Washington. He had a good game against Colorado. He had a good game. All those teams fucking suck.
Dog shit. Well, Milwaukee just has a dog shit offense.
Well, but that's what he's up against. Right. And then you look the two starts before that against New York Yankees and the fucking Braves. Gave up 4 runs in each one of those.
He's old though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Max might be feeling it, man.
He's done.
I think he's right? Yeah. He's not the dude he was anymore.
Because that didn't happen to Verlander, who's a year older.
Yeah.
Verlander dominated from fucking wire to wire this year. Never had a fucking run like
he
that.
He didn't pitch the last 2 years, basically, though.
That's true.
Yeah, he could be a little fresher, but...
Yeah. Maybe.
But I also like... This is, you know... I like Verlander's body better for being an old pitcher.
Right.
Big dump truck ass.
Well, we've seen his body. I haven't seen the shirtless photos of Scherzer yet.
You never seen those?
Yeah, you haven't seen them?
With Kate?
Yeah,
No. I've Scherzer. Seen the Verlander.
Oh,
ones.
Yeah, Scherzer. Yeah.
I haven't seen
Scherzer's
body.
Right. Scherzer's just not the same build, man.
Not the same build. I knew it was over for the Mets when ESPN cut away for Edwin Diaz coming out.
Yeah,
and I was like, whoa! The best part of the game, you're going to cut away from that ESPN. And I was like, the Mets are done, dude. Yeah. They're not going
to
win.
So probably not a good idea to have Timmy Trumpet come for a regular season game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was humiliating for
them.
They
were really running a victory lap in August there.
Sure
was. That was not ideal.
So they ended up tied with the Braves, so they lost 10.5 games of standings over the course of, 2.5 months, basically?
Yeah.
No, for 3 months. June 1st.
Yeah, 3 months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's as bad as it's ever been. I guess the biggest one comeback before that would have been the Braves in 92, right? Oh, I'm sorry, 93.
Yeah, 93.
Because it was 13 games after May.
Something wild 15th like that against, like against that, the Giants. Yeah.
There's only one way to fix the Mets.
What's that?
You got to bring back Bartolo.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, he's very much alive.
Yeah. Shot him out there.
That dude looks like
he's
looks
the
like,
most alive.
He looks like Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah,
I do agree with
skinny
you.
Skinny arms and legs and just a fucking potato for a body.
He's living life to the fullest.
He sure is. Yeah, he's rich as fuck.
He is the most.
He's got multiple families. It's great.
Yeah, he looks like Henry VIII. Like a Latino.
That means he led a very, very healthy life.
No, he's almost dead.
Scratch that, wealthy life.
So anyways, back to the series. Well, let's the Padres clinched last night.
Yeah, so I'll just read off who's playing each other. So we got the Phillies at Braves. Great series. Mariners at Astros. I didn't expect the Mariners to pop in there, but they did.
I like that.
And then I like Guardians.
When Seattle's good.
The Cleveland Indians. I should say it's Columbus Day. We should treat them as who they are. The Cleveland Indians against the Yankees. Fun series. Padres Dodgers. Fun series, especially if you have a face tattoo. All these. This is great for baseball, except for the Mariners. That's going to kind of fuck everything up.
The Mariners like the have Mariners. A good team.
But nobody cares about the Mariners.
It's a cool logo.
Seattle does.
It brings me back to a better time when there was like that Randy Johnson. Jr.,
I was going
to
say, if those guys were still there, then I'd care.
Hey, man, Julio Rodriguez is fucking dope.
Yeah, he's good.
He will be.
That series is going to get, I think, pretty good ratings because it's like they've been out so long that the entire Pacific Northwest will be tuning in.
Oh, shit. Was Felix holding them back the whole time?
I think he was. I think Felix Hernandez was the problem.
Maybe, but I want to talk about this Padres Mets series a little bit more because last night was the old like they snatched the soul out of Queens.
Oh yeah,
they went in and fucking rocked one of the best pitchers, a multiple Cy Young Award winner. Yep. Right. And then game two looked good. I don't think the Mets thought they were going to win game three, to be honest. They looked like they were back on their heels the whole time. And you could tell because Buck Showalter comes out in the middle of the game and tries to disrupt the flow of the game by having homeboy checked for fucking sticky
having
stuff.
Having the umps rub his ears.
Rub his ears. Like, dude, that was fun.
Come on, man. That's fucking bullshit.
I'm sure he had pretty fucked up ears.
Why are his ears so sweaty?
Have you ever rubbed
behind your ear and then smelled your finger afterwards? It stinks. And I think that's what the umpire did.
Wash?
I know you do. Your ears? You do. The problem is... a lot of people don't out there, and there's nothing you can do. We're in these dirty headsets
either,
all day.
Either way, Musgrove continued dominating them and then even looked over. He went full Kenny Powers. I don't know if you saw this or not, but he struck a dude out, and he looks over at the Mets bench and just goes,
sniffed his fingers.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck he was trying to communicate to them.
He's saying, I just smell some pussies over here.
Yeah, dude. That's what it is.
I guess, but yeah, that was kind of weak. That, like, when a team, when the manager of a team does some shit like that, fucking, what's his name? Girardi did it for the Phillies last year when the sticky bullshit first started. I think he did it to Max Scherzer, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he was pissing somebody off.
I think it was Max Scherzer that he did it to, who was not thrilled about it, as you can imagine, because he's not even happy to be alive.
No.
But they got completely dominated in that series, and I think it's time for a Mets total rebuild, to be honest. Like, I don't think this team composition works.
They're going to be halfway rebuilding anyway.
Yeah.
Because DeGrom's probably gone. There's one other pretty good player who's, Diaz is going to be a free agent as well. You know, Scherzer's old. Like,
Judge could be there, right? If you are going to rebuild, probably start with Aaron Judge.
They're going to spend money.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. They'll probably have, I don't know what they're going to do, what all they're going to do. I wouldn't be shocked to see him bring in Carlos Correa and put him at third base because he's got an opt-out in his Minnesota contract. I mean, we'll see, but it doesn't matter what they do because they're the fucking Mets.
Yeah, they're losers.
It literally doesn't matter what they do. It's like trying to ice skate uphill. It doesn't matter how good your fucking skates are. You can leg press all day. You can be the best athlete in the world with the best goddamn skates. You're ice skating uphill.
Yeah.
You're a Mets fan.
You're a Mets fan, dude. That's what it is. That's what your life is.
Get rid of that whole franchise.
And by the way, like, get ready for them to just waste, I don't know, way too much money on Correa. Like a jillion dollars,
yeah.
Like, Correa is going to be, he only played 136 games, but like 22 home runs and 64 RBI. Like, that, you're going to hit fewer home runs in Citi Field.
Yeah, it's a big ballpark.
And yeah, man, like, he had a 140 WRC plus, so like, that's fine, but he's not the answer. Correa is not the answer. And quite frankly, Judge isn't the answer either for that team.
No, the answer is to get rid of that team altogether. Or bring back cocaine. They were the best when they were on cocaine.
They were very good on cocaine. Doc Gooden,
Daryl Strawberry, Howard Johnson, cocaine.
Yeah.
Wally Backman at second base. Dykstra. Cocaine.
Cocaine, yep. Brother.
Yeah. Mookie Wilson.
Keith Hernandez. That mustache was just cocaine everywhere.
Just powdered up all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So now, anyways, on to the current series, the Phillies and the Braves. The Phillies have absolutely no chance of winning this series.
All right. Why don't we let Dan make his case first?
You don't even know who's on the team.
Yeah, I do. y'all ain't ready, all right? Y'all ain't ready for the fighting.
Yeah, dude.
Now, Suarez, game one.
Yep, he's pitching against Freed.
You're catching Wheeler, game two. You're catching Nola, game three. That's a sweep right there.
You still need one more.
That's a five-game series.
Oh, it's a five-game series?
Yeah.
So if there's ever a chance, I think you would win a seven-game series, but we only need three.
DS, LDS, that used to be seven. Now it's five.
No. LDS was always five.
Are you sure? Yeah.
You're always five.
Yeah. The divisional round is always like five.
But we already snapped the streak. We got our revenge on the Cardinals.
You did.
Rest in peace, Ryan Howard's Achilles.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. But we broke them in the fucking ninth, scored six runs.
That was, man, that was about as bad of a choke as I've seen in the playoffs in a long, probably since the Braves got rocked by the Cardinals in that first inning.
Their closer was pretending to be hurt.
Yeah.
So he could leave.
Yeah. And he bounced out of there. Congratulations. We know what a huge fan you are. And it's a big moment for you. This game is at 1:00 tomorrow. Tickets are available on drinkingbrostickets.com. $28. If you're in Atlanta and want to get fucked up for the day.
There is no way there's any tickets left for that game.
Tons.
They
do standing room only.
Okay. That's got to be a standing room.
No. On all these day games in the playoffs, unfortunately, most people are at work. So this is the time where everybody's giving up tickets.
I also prefer standing room in baseball. Who the fuck wants a seat in baseball? I want to walk around the ballpark.
During a playoff game, things. There's not a whole lot of sitting down. But the Phillies have a decent chance to win tomorrow. Ranger Suarez gives the Braves fits. They do not hit him well. He's the only left-hander in all of baseball. For some reason, they can't hit. I don't know why. I have a feeling that, especially with the long layoff that the Braves hitters have had, coming back against a guy that they typically don't have success with, that seems like a bad sign to me. But
you think the Braves lose this game tomorrow?
I think it's possible. Yeah,
because it's minus 205, and that's 2-1 odds.
Yeah.
If you bet on the Phillies, it's some good money.
I think the best value is to bet Phillies to
money line. Game,
yeah. Okay,
yeah, I would agree with that. I think the first inning is going to set a total tone both ways, right?
Sure. Yeah. If Max Fried's got his stuff and he's hitting his locations and his curveball isn't either way the fuck out of the zone or in the dirt, then the Braves will win.
What's the over under on this game?
Seven.
I think that under hits. I think it's. All Phillies.
Oh, yeah. He's got Phillies 14-2 tomorrow.
The under will probably hit. I mean, you got a one pitcher that gives guys fits on that team, and then, you know, Max Fried is the other one who's a perennial Cy Young candidate.
So 9-4 Phils.
One thing that's interesting that I read in the Fangraphs preview today is that the Phillies defense is obviously fucking terrible, but where it's astoundingly bad, they upgraded a little bit on the infield with Sosa and Segura, but they didn't upgrade Sosa. They didn't upgrade the defense at all in the outfield. Schwarber's fat ass is running around left field, and Castellanos is just weirdly not a good defender.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is.
Yeah, and so like all the Braves do is put the ball in the air, so there might be a few extra doubles dropping down.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, Schwarber plays defense like I play defense in basketball. If I score more runs,
yeah,
you just need to be in the
The other thing, so the Braves hitters haven't hit in a while, and then Fried's just okay against the Phillies the past couple of years. We'll see. I mean, he's different. He's a different pitcher in the playoffs.
I don't like these afternoon games, man.
Well, that's the other thing. The Braves have been really bad in day games.
Terrible. Terrible in day games this
year.
Give me
all the day games.
Yeah.
The games to start are day games.
And they might. Yeah, I mean, look, they might because of ratings and everything else. The Yankees will always get prime time. Dodgers will always get prime time over the Braves. Not because of how good the teams are, but because of the cities geographically. So they know that they can bring in the ratings in New York and L.A., and those two will be last.
I don't like
day games. What's that?
You get the entire South with the Braves.
No, not the way these markets get. And you got Atlanta. Maybe if it's at Philadelphia, then they'll switch it up and go night game.
Nobody in the South is like a fan of any other baseball team but the Braves, including Florida.
It's just a numbers game. It's not enough people. New York and LA have the biggest populations. Astros, same thing.
Yeah,
that's an afternoon game. That's Houston.
The population of Alabama is 5 million.
Yeah, total.
What about Jacksonville?
Total.
I guess Jacksonville's probably Braves country,
people,
but
it's about 48 people.
It's like
there?
The biggest city by landmass in the U.S.
And Alaska's pretty big too, bud.
No, biggest city, not state.
I know. I'm just saying.
There's no people there either.
Yeah, but for the Braves, they can lose game one and still win. The Phillies cannot. They cannot. I think they have to sweep to win the series because after fucking their third starter, it's. Like
cliff. They don't have a starter for game four.
Yeah.
No. Well, look, the first two games are in a row. So we'll know real goddamn quick.
What's Cole Hamels up to?
Last played for the Braves, actually.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he actually never pitched an inning.
Yeah, no. That's true.
He pitched in spring training and then never played in the regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways.
But these are fun series, and it's a fun time if you're a Philadelphia fan. Eagles will switch over to the NFL. Are undefeated, 5-0. That took an absolute miracle.
So if the Eagles are on at the same time on Sunday as the Braves and Phillies, what are you watching?
I'm watching both, bitch.
What are you, poor? You don't have two electronic devices?
Yeah, two screens.
Man, they're the Eagles. Yes, are undefeated, but it's like Alabama. It's ginger here.
Is it?
Yeah. Did you watch that game on Sunday?
Yeah. Dicker the kicker, baby.
What the fuck?
UT zone. Hook him.
He's fine. I'm not making fun of Dicker the kicker. The Arizona Cardinals, I think we might have to adopt something where a college coach just can't be an NFL coach. Cliff Kingsbury, the fuck was he doing at the end of that game? Kyler Murray, 5 foot Kyler Murray.
I think
sliding at the end for no reason.
Kingsbury's doing the best he can with what he's got, frankly.
You think so?
Yeah, that Kyler Murray is not good.
But the clock management at the end of that is a better quarterback than
Kingsbury is a coach.
That for sure, yeah. But he's not good enough to fucking be an NFL quarterback like this. This is a clown show, man.
Yeah.
And it's not that he doesn't have the physical talent. It's that, man, you're getting paid millions of dollars and that still doesn't motivate you to do your fucking job. He gets caught in these situations where he's clueless.
Respect the hell out of that.
Time after time. Watch the last quarter of any game Kyler Murray's in. He looks fucking lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So he slid right before the sticks, like a foot before the sticks. That caused them to go over. The clock management, they couldn't spike the ball at that point.
There's nothing that irritates me more than seeing a guy with ass, like physical, like he's short and whatever the fuck, but he's fast as fuck and he's got a pretty good arm too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like seeing that kind of talent wasted drives me fucking crazy.
And the other thing too about being a leader is you know that you have a backup kicker. So why settle for a 42-yarder? Yes, it's short by NFL standards, but it's still a backup kicker trying to kick a game-time
42
field
yards
goal.
Is not a gimme by any stretch.
Well, but an extra point is 35. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not really beyond that. NFL kickers, I'm usually shocked if they miss under 50 these days.
So you're saying leadership is a good quality as a quarterback?
It is. Absolutely.
So how would you rate Jalen Hurts' leadership?
So far this year, is great. They're 5-0, and he's doing what they need to do to win. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at what happened in this game, is it a great idea that your quarterback's your leading rusher? Probably not. It's just not sustainable.
He's a big body.
He sure is.
He can squat like 600 pounds. He's not your average quarterback.
I understand that.
He could take the body blows.
Yeah.
But quarterbacks just can't take that type of pounding forever.
Well, he's also sixth in the league in passing yards, right? So it's not just him running. He's doing everything that you could ask out of a dude.
Well, look, the good thing is, and again, I said this last week with the Eagles because I didn't think they looked great last week either. He's finding a way to win, which is what a leader does. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he can have off games and then just figure it the fuck out at the end.
Well, it's the NFL. Like, everyone's going to have off games. You're not going to be like a dominant team like in college where Alabama or Georgia can just run over anybody. Everybody in the NFL could beat each other.
Totally.
On any given Sunday.
But here's what's shocking is if you look at the decisions that Jalen Hurts has made this year against Aaron Rodgers, physically you would say, all right, Aaron Rodgers is probably, QB-wise, one of the best of all time. And he's made horrific decisions this year.
I don't know
what
he was doing
in the
offseason.
And that team is fucking garbage. But that's the thing is that matters. It really does matter what you're doing in the offseason. I don't either. Because you said this kind of in jest on a show, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, but it's totally true. He was doing podcasts up until about an hour of the kickoff for the first game of the year.
He wasn't getting reps in with his receivers that were brand new.
No.
It's not about you, Aaron. Everybody knows that you can play quarterback. What about the guys who are new to the league that you need to get to know and get in a rhythm with?
It's
what the fuck? That shouldn't even be a conversation.
It's strange. The leading receiver for Aaron Rodgers this week, and they lost, obviously, was Randall Cobb, who is 90 years old. I don't know why he's not thrown to Lazard or any of these young guys unless he doesn't trust them or he just didn't have enough reps with them. But I think the overall theme that I've looked at for this season in particular is the guys that are getting paid $50 million a year, besides Patrick Mahomes, have been dog shit. And Russell
Allen.
Wilson.
Josh Allen.
Contract.
He makes like 45.
Yeah, but 43. Slow down. Mahomes hasn't won shit since he got his new contract.
No, well, he's won a Super Bowl, and he still looks like the best quarterback in the league.
Did he make it to that second Super Bowl before the contract?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, he made it.
Because then he bought the big share of the Royals right after.
But he made the Super Bowl. To me, that was an offensive line problem, not a Mahomes problem in that game.
It's the premier position in all of sports. You pay quarterbacks as much as they want.
It's not about I don't fault the organization for it. I fought the quarterback for taking the money.
It's complete opposite. Take the money as a quarterback.
But if you want to win a championship, Tom Brady's done it for years.
Just don't tell me that winning is what matters to you if you're going to take that money, because there's no the correlation between the guys who take the money and delimit their team's ability to spend more money and be deeper as a unit. Don't win ever.
Stafford just won the Super Bowl last year.
The Rams are not the same, dude. That's like saying the Yankees spend a lot of money and they win a fucking World Series every now and again. It's not the same.
The Packers, all these other teams. Packers should be able to spend all
the
money they
have. The Packers are in the fucking smallest TV market of any NFL team that exists.
If you had to rank NFL franchises for what they're worth on the market, the Packers are up there.
Yeah, so they can get that money if they sell the team.
So do you think they should sell the team?
The valuation of the company doesn't have anything to do with how much you were able to pay the employees.
Yeah,
they're also publicly owned, right?
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah, right. It's really dumb.
But do you sell the team to make it better?
Who do you sell to?
Who
sells it?
There's seven or eight main shareholders, and then there's a bunch. There's millions of other shares, right? So unlike Jerry Jones decides he wants to go spend a bunch of money on some player, salary cap or not, he can make the unilateral decision to go do that. The Packers can't. Aaron Rodgers has been there
since the NFL, man. Everyone has money. Every franchise, all 32 teams can spend money. They have the money.
I don't think Jacksonville can.
They have oil money.
I understand that, but I mean, nothing's coming in for that team. They're still not profitable. Does he just not and care?
Even if you even let's say you're,
every NFL franchise makes money.
Yeah, they all
everyone's make money. Profitable.
They're it's up until like 2018, it was a non-profit organization, dude.
Yeah, didn't the NFL not allow you to not make a profit?
I don't know about that, but
plus there's profit share.
Yeah, profit sharing. Yeah, but there. So even if what you're saying is true, let's say there's an unlimited amount of money and no salary cap, and teams can do whatever the fuck they want. Even then, he's been in Green Bay for 20 years almost. He knows exactly how that organization operates, and he decided to, instead of going somewhere else or retiring or whatever, to act like a baby for several years, get money, but not the receivers that he said he actually wanted. It was never about any of this for him. He didn't give a fuck about winning. You can't convince me that he cares about winning.
And that's why Davante Adams wanted to leave, because he was like, dude, I can't trust this guy. He might show up. He might not show up. Who the fuck knows what he does? But just look at the offseason. You got Rodgers making a shit ton of money. They're terrible. Russell Wilson, you gave him the same money. They're fucking terrible.
Look, Russell Wilson is not at fault for tricking John Elway into giving him money.
No, John Elway's dumb. So, yeah.
Like, it's very easy to do. That's not Russell Wilson's fault.
What's that old poker quote? It's unethical to let a sucker keep his money.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you gotta.
Although I'm surprised he didn't give Osweiler a contract. He let Osweiler sure go down.
He was close.
I'm sure they tried. Houston,
there's, so. There's just like eight Broncos employees pinning John Elway down, keeping him away from the phone.
We know he's tall, John. Just let him go.
Yeah. But you got the Browns and Deshaun Watson. He has not played at all this year.
Yeah, that's not comparable.
No, but you gave him a fully. He's the first quarterback.
He's making $1 million this year.
Guaranteed contract.
He's making $1 million this year. They set it up very unethically, by the way, on purpose like that, because they assumed he would be suspended for this whole year.
Oh, really?
And he requested, I assume his agent requested that his salary be not prorated, but staggered. So he's out of the $250 million he's going to make, $1 million of it is on salary for this year. And all the rest is for later.
When he actually
got it.
Yeah. He loses it.
What's that?
Is that in case he loses that money?
No, because it's guaranteed.
It's fully guaranteed. So every dollar is. That's what Lamar Jackson wants, and he didn't get it in the offseason.
Should have, by the way.
But you know,
as the Baltimore Ravens, there's no fucking silver lining at the end of any tunnel you're looking down. It's Lamar Jackson, boom or bust, buddy.
Yeah.
Pay him his fucking money and let him go out there, buy him a couple of weapons. Don't let Hollywood Brown go. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
If there's anyone to blame, though, it's like these agents that were getting mid-tier quarterbacks like Ryan Tannehill, $30 million
a year. Tannehill.
And that like adjusts the market.
Titans suck. Cowboys, Dak Prescott fucking sucks.
If you're going to run through all this, you're going to eventually say that 27 of the 32 quarterbacks in the NFL suck.
That's a great question. Because I was actually thinking about that. Do they, like, beyond the top three, is anybody else really that good?
Yes. It's the hardest position in all sports. They deserve the money.
Why isn't there more superstars? I mean, just going down this roster. Oh, Kyler Murray's on this list as well. Dog shit.
Well, you can be a superstar pitcher, right? Like your win-loss record might suck, but your ERA, WHIP, so on and so forth, they're going to look pretty good. Your fielding independent ERA and stuff like that will look good. As a quarterback, if you don't have a good offensive line and good running back and multiple good receivers, you're fucked. And by the way, not even just all that, but the guy calling the plays, too, has got to be good.
Sure.
So, or you're carrying the team like Lamar Jackson.
Right. But take it, like Trevor Lawrence was supposed to be the next coming of Christ. He's so far been a bust.
I wouldn't say he's a bust.
No, he's just
a good example.
To be determined.
He's a good example of, like, yeah, it's the most important position on the field, but football more than any other sport, more than basketball, which Russell Westbrook showed us you could have individual success, more than hockey, fucking Datsuk was still good after the Red Wings sucked. Baseball, you can have a good individual year, as I just said. In football, there is no such thing as a good individual year for anybody.
And also throughout last year with Urban, that was a complete disaster. Like, that was a joke.
That was basically like summer camp where everybody was on drugs.
But if you're looking at his numbers, because they lost to the Texans yesterday, and
they're feisty, you know?
We told you.
Yeah, I mean, the Texans give Jacksonville the business every time.
He was 25 of 47. I mean, it wasn't even 50% completion.
Like, dude, there's a lot of quarterbacks who just get fucking ruined. Like, just get put into the wrong situation and get destroyed.
And this is the wrong situation, because if you look down this list, Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, Marvin Jones Jr., these are all like the slot receiver from other teams that used to be
good. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have one good receiver.
I am ashamed to admit it, but I watched too much of that Texans-Jaguars.
Did you have money on that game?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it, dude. Why? Why do you do it to yourself? I don't get it.
What else you got
to
do?
That's the market we live in.
No, so not I this have to game. Watch the There's Texans. So many good games to bet on. That was not the one.
I know, but they show us the Texans games and the Cowboys games together.
True.
I was feeling lazy. I didn't want to
But in all sincerity, I'm looking at this list, right? So tonight, Pat Mahomes is playing, in my opinion, he's the best in the league, right? We all agreed on that.
Yeah, 100%.
Him and Josh Allen, onesie twosies, right?
I think Mahomes is probably more individually talented as a thrower, passer, yeah, for sure. But
yeah, but that's what a quarterback does. They shouldn't run the ball. I mean, that's they are, but they haven't won. Nobody's won a. When's the last running quarterback that's won a Super Bowl?
Russell Wilson.
Does he run?
Mobile.
He was mobile back then, but it was like 30 yards a game, maybe. It wasn't anything serious.
And honestly, that year, I would say, technically, when he needs to.
Mahomes hits his rushing overs in the playoffs, especially a lot. Sure,
but Mahomes' mobility is lateral more so.
Yeah, and he scrambles to throw the ball, not to run the ball.
Josh Allen should have won the Super Bowl last year, probably.
Yeah.
I suppose it wasn't his fault.
Sure wasn't.
Yeah, but... And that's the other thing with the NFL, right? Like... Josh Allen did everything he could to win that game, and it took like so many they still fucked it up. Like the rest of the team like let him down.
But to me, there's only three really. I've got on this list: Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen. I would have said a younger Rodgers, not anymore.
What about Herbert?
Herbert's probably the kid on the rise, right?
And he's dual threat.
No, he doesn't run.
Yeah, he does.
Herbert does not run the fucking
when
football.
He needs to. Yeah, he does.
Oh boy. That's not what a running quarterback is. I mean, if you're running
if you're talking like Lamar Jackson, 15, then there's only like two of those dudes in the league. But
Josh Allen runs the ball a lot. Like he leads the team in rushing, which is shocking. And I think that's what's going to ultimately hurt the Bills is that they don't have a run game. But beyond those three, why isn't there good quarterbacks, I guess? Like, I'm not kidding.
Because I think it's because there aren't good offensive lines anymore.
Maybe.
I think it's there's a reason. Remember when we were fucking growing up, the top 10 picks in the NFL draft, there would be a couple of skill position players and then offensive linemen every fucking year without fail.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Now we're in this dumbass culture, this fucking draft day Kevin Costner retard bullshit where people are like, oh, I fucking figured it out. And there's ESPN has even done like a 25-year analysis on teams that trade up in the draft to get quarterbacks, and not once ever has it actually worked.
We just
not
have
one time.
Unrealistic expectations out of a quarterback. Like, every quarterback's going to win the Super Bowl and MVP like every year. No, it's not going to happen. Like, some of the greats, like we consider like Randall Cunningham, all-time great quarterback. Never really did anything.
You do because of Philly, but nobody else
also
does.
Also, like, if you look at it, we kind of just are at the tail end of, like, a golden age of quarterbacking. Growing up in the 90s, it was, like, Elway, Marino, maybe
there was a million.
Montana. But then that was it. No, then the rest Favre. Was, like, dog shit. And Favre. The rest was, like, dog shit.
Chris Chandler.
Like, yeah, oh, my God. That's a perfect example. Chris fucking Chandler. Goddamn. What'd he lose with the Falcons in the Super Bowl, I think? Yeah. And then, like, Trent Dilfer. Like, you had all these dog shit quarterbacks making deep runs.
Brad
into the playoffs.
Johnson.
Yeah, Brad, that's another one. I mean, man, it just fucking...
Bad Brad. Yeah, the run game was a lot better back then. You're right.
So around the time
it was
that,
like Emmitt Smith and those guys, they weren't throwing the ball. Now they got to throw the fucking ball.
The spread offense ruined everything.
No, it made it better.
It made it better, but you have to do the fucking work still. You have to draft. You have to calm the fuck down, mm-hmm. and instead of spending your sixth draft pick on some dude that you think is flashy, you get the fucking boring offensive lineman. And then when his contract comes up, you fucking pay him three contracts throughout the 13 or 14 years he plays, and you pay him every single time.
Yeah, but
that, you can't build a house on fucking quicksand, dude. And a shitty offensive line is quicksand in the NFL.
How many of these quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls recently are just dog shit?
Well,
other than Nick Foles.
Well, hang
it's
on.
Nick Foles. That's it.
Nick
and
Foles.
He was the for whatever reason, when he wears an Eagles jersey and he's coming off the bench, he becomes Superman. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. But like, take Eli Manning, for example. He won two Super Bowls. Ben Roethlisberger won two Super Bowls. Brady's obviously won seven at this point. But It was doable, and they were doing it. Matt Ryan didn't win any, but he was pretty goddamn good, and he'll probably go to the Hall of Fame. I just felt like we had better quarterbacks 5 years ago, and we don't have
that
now.
We were in a golden age of quarterbacking that the NFL's probably never seen before and might never see again.
But honestly,
we're a little further removed, but we're also forgetting just all the dog shit quarterbacks as well. Like EJ Manuels of the world.
Right. And like, but I mean, like, how many times have there been, at one point in the league, there was probably like 10 great quarterbacks, like 10 like genuinely great quarterbacks.
But then we also kind of like ripped on all the good quarterbacks too, like Phil Rivers. Like he had this giant rap that he could never, like, oh, he's flashy, he's good for fantasy, but he like chokes when it matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does.
He does,
but he
and so does Kirk Cousins, and there's a that's like the major.
Kirk
that's,
Cousins
that's
is
what
the
we're talking about. Yeah, we are not appreciating Kirk Cousins for the quarterback.
Do like I would be stoked if he was on the Falcons. I'm not kidding. Versus what we have, I would take Kirk Cousins in a second. Yeah,
but the difference between good and great, right? So Russell Westbrook was a good basketball player. Is a good basketball player.
At his peak, he was great.
He was good. And the difference, I guess, no, I would say he's great individually, but not as a team. But yeah, the difference is. There's two differences between good and great. One is consistency. You do it all the time, right? Always. And then two is you do it when the fucking pressure's on. That's the thing that we use to distinguish good players from great players. Charles Barkley was not a great player. He couldn't win it when it was on the fucking line. This is how it is, man. No.
Won an MVP.
He did the best he could with the body he was given.
You win an MVP in the NBA. You're a great player.
A lot of people say that it was just some Jordan fatigue.
Jordan, and look, he was only 6'4". Like he did. He maxed out.
Jordan didn't have Pistons fatigue, right? I mean, come on, man.
I mean, look at that roster with the Suns that made it to the finals. Like
Kevin Johnson was the number two guy.
Oh yeah, they could have won.
Dan Marley
could have won that.
Not against the Bulls.
Thunder Dan Marley. Dude.
But nobody was going to beat Jordan. That was the point. That's what makes him better than everybody else.
You ran into the GOAT. Like, right. Sorry.
With the quarterback situation, my bigger takeaway of this all, because I've just seen, I feel like this happen a lot, I blame the coaching. I think most NFL coaches are fucking morons.
Easily. Most football coaches are morons.
Yeah, I mean, but that's you could say that most CEOs of companies are dumb too. I mean, it's not moron. It's just like we expect you to be able to do that job, and you clearly can't. You know what I mean? What does it mean to be a good coach in the NFL? Like putting the right team together is part of it.
No, it's just
right.
Essentially, building your offense and defense around the talent you have instead of trying to force in the pieces
into your
system. Into your system, right. Which is what like Jeff Fisher would always do.
Yeah.
Especially when he had Jared Goff. Jared Goff was a bust his first few years under Jeff Fisher because he would just force him to play this offense that Goff wasn't really good at, I guess.
Right.
So is that what makes Belichick the best? Because he pretty much forces people into his system. And
he does.
It's been pretty six Super Bowls.
How's that working now?
He let people be he's actually, I feel like, worse now. He got adaptive. Like when he got Randy Moss, he was like, all right, well, we can spread the ball out when he, you know, like he changed it up. And Saban
and he shut down
done the same thing
Jared Goff this weekend. And like I know the Lions are a joke and they always will
but
be.
They score
it was 20 exactly they score a lot of points. It was 29-0 they won, and it's like, dude, the Patriots are 2-3 with that dog shit team with Zappy as the quarterback. And
although I guess that was the Lions' first game outdoors this year.
Was it really?
Yeah.
What?
But the one that
it's probably a nice day
if we're looking at somebody that we forget about because of their offensive line is terrible. Joe Burrow, that guy could be great.
Look at the difference between the year that he had a solid offensive line and the two bookending that year, right?
Yeah.
It's not even this. It's not even close. And you know, look at Bill Belichick's drafts over the years. Linebackers and offensive linemen. That's who he drafts.
Yeah,
almost always the first round. And the results are clear. Tom Brady in the fucking Super Bowl. And this is another thing that distinguishes him from everybody. Forget about physical talent. Like if I had to start a team today and I had to choose between prime Tom Brady and prime Patrick Mahomes, I would take Patrick Mahomes every single time.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't know all this other stuff. But Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, 3,039 yards. Only in the Super Bowl, in 10 games in the Super Bowl, 3,039 yards, so 304 yards per game. 21 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. And he won 7 of those 10.
He's 45 years old, and he threw for 351. Yesterday. I mean, it's fucking nuts.
It doesn't matter. Like, if you're people make fun of this, But the idea of a gamer, that's a real fucking thing. Somebody that, like, whatever else is going on, I'm going to show up. And it, when the harder the situation gets, the better I am. Yeah. That's, to me, that's what greatness is. You know what I mean? And that, you shouldn't expect that from more than two or three guys in the league. Why would you?
It's greatness. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe, you know, that of us are...
To Dan's point, like, we've set a fucking retarded expectation for these dudes.
And it might be
You shouldn't expect more than a couple of great people to be in the league at any given time.
So having that knowledge now, I guess, and talking about it out loud, because we used to pay running backs a gajillion dollars. Mm. That's kind of stopped now, right? I think Ezekiel Elliott and CMC will be the last of that crew. Are we going to start doing the same with quarterbacks, knowing the info that we have now?
So who are you going to pay? Probably not.
I would pay offensive linemen. Like, that's where all my money would go.
Offensive linemen and edge rushers, especially edge rushing ends and linebackers, that's who I pay.
Because look at the Dallas Cowboys, what they're doing with a great defense and zero quarterback. That guy threw 100. He threw for 104 yards yesterday.
There's a pretty good chance that Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL right now. Like, honestly, talent-wise. He's what Aaron Rodgers was at 25. But look at what's happening right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, but I, to your point, they are the star, though. They're the player that with the helmet off. You don't see, other than a couple of dudes, like, you're never going to see offensive linemen doing commercials. You'll see some edge rushers, DBs, maybe wide receivers and running backs, but you'll never see an offensive lineman
unless
doing that
they're
commercial.
Like a total psycho. I know he wasn't an offensive lineman, but they'd have to have like a Jared Allen type personality. Yeah,
no. Quarterbacks, your entire franchise. Yep. Again, they have the hardest job in all of sports. And it's just like, yeah, the market's going to dictate what they get paid.
And you can,
and it keeps going up. Yeah. So yeah, and
you can moneyball your way into an offensive line or defensive line better than you can a quarterback. You can't really get as clever with a quarterback.
How many bad offensive lines have won Super Bowl versus how many fucking Trent Dilfers have won Super Bowl?
And also, yeah. I think in this era, I think it's more difficult. Like,
maybe,
the salary cap is a lie.
It is, and to that point, we're making the assumption that offensive linemen aren't getting paid because quarterbacks are, and there's no evidence for that.
Tackles get paid so much.
Yeah, they're the second. I think the non-skill position, that's definitely the highest paid position in the league.
So I guess you got to start bumping up the guards.
I would if I were them, because tonight's game, for example, and real quick, we'll get to the title sponsor, mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit up to $1,000. Man, we're one game away from just completely fucking kicking ass if the Chiefs can cover. Well, just win. All they have to do is win on those goddamn cards. All of the sports bets are posted in Drinkin' Bro Sports. Saturday morning, I usually post them. Sunday morning, I usually post them. And if something fucked up happens, like the Green Bay game, got to restart that with 26 minutes left on the clock and start over again. MyBookie.com is where all those odds are. Great parlays across the board, teasers, all that other fun shit that you like. Individual stats, you name it. Turn your love of sports into your new side hustle at mybookie.com. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.com. Use promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit up to $1,000. We'll get to tonight's game because this is two quarterbacks that are making the same amount of money, and it's a fucking joke. Pat Mahomes against Derek Carr. One team is 3-1, the other one is 1-3. Spread is 7. We'll start with you, D'Anthony. Who do you got in tonight's game?
Chiefs by a million. Like, not only is
Oklahoma, it's in Arrowhead, by the way.
Not only are the Raiders not a good football team, right? Yeah. They have good pieces, but they're not a good team. It's a rivalry game, and it's at home. Like, these games usually, I think the Raiders actually got them once in the last couple of years, but typically the Chiefs handle their business, and the Chiefs are good this year.
Mm-hmm.
If Mahomes doesn't get up for this game, I think they need to start getting some money back from him, to be honest. Because this is the fucking thing. This and the fucking Super Bowl are what you sign the guy for. It's just right. Like college. If you're fucking if you beat Alabama this year and that's the only win you have, fucking congratulations. You re-sign for next year. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. And if he loses this game, it's a huge fucking embarrassment for the city.
I agree. Who do you got, Delco?
I think Derek Carr's pass attempts is somewhere around 38, 39.
Per game?
I would hit... No. For the over-under.
Okay.
I would hit the over on that because I think they're going to be chasing all game long.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would touch whatever Jacobs' like rushing total is or rushing yards. I would say under.
Okay.
Because I think the Chiefs' pass defense is trash, but I think they're number one in the league in rush defense. So, yeah, I would do that.
Okay. Bob, who do you got tonight?
Yeah, I think you're safe with 7 points and on a line with the Chiefs. Absolutely. Arrowhead on Monday night. They're going to get up for this game.
Take a half point if you want.
Yeah.
I'm in all the parlays with this. I'm going to add one more to this tonight. I'm actually going to go with a 7-point teaser down to a pick 'em again, and I'm going to drop this under down to 44.5. And I'm going to take that as well. I like to watch these. A lot of people ask why I do this. One, I like to watch the entire game, and that kind of keeps me in it, at least if there's an over-under. Even if this game is 35-0, I still watch for over-unders, so I like doing it. I just enjoy it. But also, if you can give me 7 points either way, I've been pretty goddamn successful at it. So that's where I'm going tonight. The weather's nice there in KC. It's going to be about 67 tonight, and I think the Chiefs will win. If they don't, I'm with you, Dan. Like, homeboy's got to just play.
You can just give him shares of the Royals.
Man.
Josh Jacobs, you're going to get... I'm not seeing unders yet. Hang on.
For yards?
Yeah. I think it was a closer to like 61, 60.
It's got to be. I mean, plus 100 plus is like plus 168. That's not that crazy. 61 plus is minus 114. So that might be something to take.
Ooh, what do you do there at 61?
Under.
Still under for 61 under. Yards for Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think I can touch that. But
he had a big week last week, but yeah, I agree that he's on my fantasy team, so I watch him. But yeah, I agree. They're going to be chasing all game. They're going to be able to run the ball. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
His best case scenario, if he's on my fantasy team, is they get down to the one or something.
By the way, so the average salary by position in the NFL: quarterback $40 million a year, wide receiver $23 million a year.
That got bumped up this last season. That's when shit started to get wild.
This is the top 10 players at each position. So okay. $40 million for quarterback, wide receiver is 23, edge rusher is 22, and then offensive lineman is at 19.8. So it's not like linebacker is the lowest paid position. Like the average,
you pull anybody off the street for a linebacker.
Yeah, and by the way, so most of the good linebackers actually get lumped into the edge rusher category now.
Yeah,
because that's just how it works in the NFL these days. But running backs are second to last, which is they should be last for sure. But I don't think there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of evidence that offensive line salaries are suffering because of everything else that's going on.
I would think in some ways they'd be tethered to the quarterback.
Yeah, and then it's strange, man. There's only three or four good quarterbacks. I mean,
There's only three or four good offensive lines in the league, right? Like complete ones.
Maybe. It's weird because you have a team like the Vikings who like kind of shows up and like they have a decent offensive line. You don't see Cousins go down that often. It's strange. We'll flip on over to college football over the weekend. Alabama, man, held on again. Every week you're starting to hold your breath with those guys. What Saban is doing with Bryce Young is interesting. He's suiting him up. He's actually having him hand off the ball during warmups up until the very last second of the game.
Yeah.
Full outfit, full helmet, everything.
It's like stationing Patton in Calais, right? You're just fucking with the other side.
Yeah.
Especially if it's Jimbo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck with Jimbo all day long.
And honestly, it's hilarious to me. Like, it's a close score or whatever, but I think Saban was well aware that they could win that game without Bryce. Nick Saban doesn't give a hot fuck about point differential.
A&M should have won that game. That was a horrific fourth down call in the end zone there.
Well, they could have at least tied it, but yeah, it's A&M is. I think it's interesting to me that this has become a game because they won it last year, right?
Yeah,
this year it was within four.
Yeah, I'm not sold on this Jalen Milroe guy. They dropped to number 3 in the standings this week. Ohio State moved up to number 2. Georgia rolled Auburn. That was pretty easy. Ohio State rolled. I don't believe in this Michigan team at 4. Clemson keeps fucking winning, dude.
They play Boston College.
No,
they got a really good defense. Yeah, but Boston College for the red bandana game. They're a different beast.
Yeah.
The 9/11
game. I don't give a fuck about that.
USC rolled. Tennessee rolled like I predicted. I think Tennessee is going to beat Alabama this weekend.
I think Bryce Young plays.
I don't think he plays.
I think it doesn't matter because it's at Tennessee, and I'm getting dangerously into the hype.
Yeah.
I don't want to hype on Hypel.
Don't get dragged in.
A bunch of Vol fans were asking if we would come back for this game. I would if my liver could hold up for it because we had a blast.
I got shit to do. Game. I don't have time to deal with your fucking SEC hillbilly bullshit.
I loved it, dude. I loved every part of it. And like, just know this. if I didn't feel horrific on the inside, I definitely would be there.
Is yeah,
top home it's fun. It's close. I enjoy it. It's fun. It's fun to see them back. That stadium, the interior of it's weird. And once you're in your seats, it's a blast. But trying to get food and drinks and shit like that, bring a flask or a Bota bag into the game.
I don't know. I wasn't a fan, really.
Really?
No.
Big shock. Like nothing on this earth impresses you, and like nothing.
It was fine. It was fine. Giorgio,
would you rather go to a UCF game or a Tennessee game?
Tennessee,
the bounce house at UCF is.
Oh, when the bounce house is rocking.
I would rather go to you. Are you serious? I would much rather go to a UCF game.
I would rather
for the actual Tennessee game. I would rather go watch Tennessee because they're good right now. But UCF's fucking tailgating shit is dope as fuck.
Is it really?
Right yeah,
on the I've actually water. Never tailgated they
have
there.
A,
okay.
They have a massive fucking open like quad area that goes for what, like half a mile?
Memory mall,
it's dope as shit.
I'll pull back up my pants then and yeah, and unshit well, on
we
them.
We need to go down there at some point.
I just wish they were good, like, bro. Yeah. Like, that'd be fun.
I know, we should be undefeated right now.
It's fine, but we get this question a lot from the listeners of like, hey, come to this school. Only if they're doing good, and they're not. So we won't be there.
Or if something funny's happened. Like if right now, I think in Stockton, there's a serial killer on the loose. If Stockton,
is that really?
Yeah, I think okay. There's like five middle-aged Mexican dudes that have been killed in the exact
that's
same
right.
way.
Right, yes, yes, yes.
And then yeah, the sheriff came on television, I think, on Saturday. He goes, oh, yeah, it looks like we might have a serial killer or something. He said something dumb. But anyways, if your town has a good football team or a serial killer, we will come.
But also, yeah, I'm not hating on Tennessee. No one would love the Vols to be back more than me because I have a Hendon Hooker ticket, 80-1 to win the Heisman.
You sure do. You so, sure do. I don't you should think, be rooting for that.
I don't think there's any chance of him winning the Heisman.
Why? If they go undefeated?
If they go undefeated, yeah. 100%.
The team's record isn't a great
predictor. The quarterback is going to be there
yeah,
if they're undefeated.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And he's having a great year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's having a great year. We'll he'll see. Be there with CJ Stroud, and it might be just the two of them.
It but would be really there. Funny if they beat Alabama. That would be great.
It'd be awesome. And it's the night game. It's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. Utah. Man, you've believed in Utah and Pitt this year, and you had them in the CFP.
Well, I didn't have Utah in.
You didn't have Utah in? No. That wasn't you?
No, all I right. had Ohio State beating Alabama, and I had Georgia, and I had Pitt.
Okay.
I wanted to be different,
yeah. Got it. Utah looked awful. Is UCLA a real team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chip,
good
baby.
Defense, man.
I like having Chip in the mix.
They got a lot of defense over there at UCLA.
All right.
Good defense. They're way more well-rounded than USC.
Okay.
Who's going to lose this week?
I don't know about that, but
USC is not losing.
This they're losing week. To Utah.
Not one fucking.
They're 3.5
earth.
Point underdogs.
I know, and I'm betting the entire house on USC.
Numbers don't lie. Take Utah, smash Utah.
What numbers?
They're 3.5 point favorites at home.
That doesn't matter. I mean, fucking 3.5 points was LSU, and they lost by 40.
It's all based off metrics that usually are correct. So I'm going to go with Utah.
Okay. I am all in on USC on that one. I only missed two games this weekend in college. Both starting quarterbacks got hurt, so what the fuck? I can't really apologize for that. Kentucky's got killed, and then that kid for Arkansas was also in a concussion protocol, which kind of brings me to something else. It seems like after what happened to Tua, even that's bled over to college this week, they are pulling kids left and right over concussion shit right now. I know the NFL just announced that they're going to do something new to the rule. What can they do, I guess?
Well, I tell you what they shouldn't do, and that's what happened in the Buccaneers game yesterday. The referees, it's not their job to get involved in that, right? To try to fucking penalize dudes for something that might look like a rough hit. If it doesn't fit the strict definition of helmet-to-helmet contact or unnecessary roughness, Brady got tackled.
Mm-hmm.
Arm tackle and a roll.
Yep.
Not slung into the ground like fucking the referee said. He got arm tackled and rolled over using the guy's natural momentum. He didn't even spear him or anything like that. There was nothing dirty about that play, and it was a game-changing penalty.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck is that bullshit? I know that the NFL has gotten soft. People say, oh, it's gotten soft. I get it, trying to protect players because that's your fucking value. But Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Yeah.
That's the worst call I've seen since that, what was it, the Rams, Saints
PI in the NFC Championship game.
Pass interference. Those are two of the worst calls I've ever seen.
What
in
if
my
we
life.
Made it legal for defenders to drop kick quarterbacks? It might be safer.
That's safer than helmet to helmet for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. With that, though, because I was watching that game yesterday.
Didn't Bobby Boucher do that to somebody one time?
Yeah, he did. Ray kicked him right in the chest.
The guy, he let the guy score, and then he ran up and kicked him in the chest.
No. But with that, is it kind of like the Jordan rules with Brady now, where it's like, let's protect Brady at all costs?
Why? He's 45. Let
him
go.
I don't think they care about protecting Brady necessarily. Although, outside of the fact that...
Ratings.
If Brady suddenly died on the field, that wouldn't be great for them.
Are you tuning in for Brady these days?
No.
I am. Like me personally, I still tune in for Brady.
To watch him
hand
the ball off? Why?
No. He threw for 351. He's chucking the ball, man. He threw for 351 yesterday. They won again. They're going to be in the mix.
What happened? He's chucking it. Fournette had 10 receptions.
What happened in this?
Dumping it off.
Yeah.
But look at Jalen Hurts. His average toss was 9 yards. I mean, it's the same shit, and it's like that's the dude.
Well, if you have fast wide receiver two in slot, then you should never throw the ball over 15 yards, maybe like 4 times a game, and everything else should be the same thing that Patrick Mahomes has been doing his entire career.
Well, I mean,
with the guy coming over the top and let him run, man.
Devonta Smith, I'm always surprised where it's like he had 10 catches yesterday for 98 yards. That guy's probably one of the fastest guys in the NFL. They used to launch to Freddie Mitchell all the time for that exact reason.
He's one of the crispest route runners.
Yeah. You want to hit him 7 to 15 yards away and let him run. You don't want to fucking throw it deep because it's too complicated.
You want to let his boy Gabe Davis go deep.
Yes. They go deep with Gabe, dude. They go deep with Gabe. 98-yard touchdown yesterday.
And then like 68-yard touchdown?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Where he ripped it out of Fitzpatrick's hands.
Fuck yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was incredible.
He was an animal,
good
dude.
Play. What happened in this South Carolina-Kentucky game?
Quarterback got hurt. For Kentucky,
and that was it for them.
Yeah, there's folded
because South Carolina is not a real team at all.
No, they're not.
It would be Rattlers, one thing if you were playing like Tennessee and your quarterback got hurt and you lose. Okay, I understand that. But
I had a lot of money on that Kentucky game, and it went down.
But I don't understand how they collapsed that much.
Mm. I think it's a very thin team. Like
frauds.
Yeah, they need their starters there. They do. If you don't have a starting quarterback, typically you're going to lose. Alabama has not looked great without their starting quarterback.
Here's the thing, right? It's kind of crazy that Kansas has two quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Because Bean came in off the bench.
He fucking torched it,
and
dude.
And bought out. They lost. But, I mean, TCU is a really good team. And I think I want Rob to apologize. Tell us Kansas is good.
Kansas is good. They had two good quarterbacks. You're correct.
They lost the first game against a good team they played.
They're good.
They're 0-1 against good opponents. They're not good.
They beat Iowa State.
Iowa State is not good. And it took so much fucking incompetence for that not good team to give Kansas the game.
Why do you hate fun?
Kansas is not good. This is a meme. Game day went to that school as a meme, as in a, can you believe we're here at this fucking shithole? Wow, that's fucking insane. Look, it's a meme. It was a 5-hour meme.
I know they've got two losses now, but are you surprised that Notre Dame is not in the top 25 after this week? The 16 team. The 16 team drops.
They'll get in there. They're starting to hit their
give
stride.
It another week. Yeah. If they just quietly win like the next game or two, they'll be fucking ranked like 21st or some bullshit like that.
Who are they playing?
By the way, the game I forgot about this weekend was Texas OU both teams are unranked. And then I flipped over to check it out. I caught like maybe the last 2 minutes. It was 49-0.
Can I say
game.
Something? Go ahead. You're probably not going to agree with.
Yeah,
especially Rob won't. If they run the table, Quinn Ewers.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in the playoff.
Oh my god!
Well, they would be the Big 12 champion with one loss to Alabama. Yeah,
and they lost to Tech.
They lost to Texas.
Oh, they did lose to Tech. That's right.
Again,
I forgot about the Tech loss.
No, again, Quinn Ewers was not there.
Ewers the quarterback would have to be so bad for that to happen.
Quinn Ewers at quarterback is undefeated.
Clemson's probably not.
And they should have beat Alabama.
They're probably not going to lose a game.
No.
Right?
No.
Because, Pitt's not good. Nobody in the ACC is good. NC State got embarrassed this week.
I don't think Ohio State lose a game.
No.
I don't think USC will lose a game.
No, USC can easily lose.
USC's going to lose two.
Yeah, I think two is easily on the
table.
They're
losing to Utah and then UCLA.
God damn
it. I don't
but you're going to get
so.
Two SEC teams in, especially if Bama only loses in the championship.
Or vice versa, yeah.
Right, that's two SEC teams, and then probably a soft-ass undefeated Clemson, and then Ohio State.
Yep.
And you're done.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So you need Clemson to lose.
You would need all those teams to lose. I mean, there's no way around it.
I think Ohio State can get in with one loss. I don't think Clemson can.
I know. I just want to say, what could have been with Texas this year with Quinn Ewers?
Well, he's back next year.
I know.
So, I mean, look.
Just don't get hurt, man.
But what happens next year? And I'm glad you brought it up because you know who's coming in next year.
Arch?
Yeah.
Fuck that freshman. He's already transferring. Yeah. Get so Manning out of there.
You think he's gone?
Quinn Ewers is that fucking dude.
Look, I love Quinn Ewers. I loved him when he was at Ohio State, and I was amped for it. But he had to sit behind CJ Stroud.
Right.
That caused him to get out of there. Does Arch Manning sit behind Ewers?
This just reminds me so much of that Florida year with Will Grier, where they were just killing everyone.
Yeah.
Where Will Grier was a freshman, and he was balling out. Gets hurt. Otherwise, they probably win the Natty or like get to the playoff.
Yeah.
And then he eventually transfers to West Virginia. Man. Texas could have been back.
It could have been. But what do they do now with two good quarterbacks?
You play the proven one.
No.
I don't give a fuck what Arch Manning does in camp.
Yeah, Arch Manning's also what, like a 4-star?
I think he's a 5.
No, he was a 5. He was
say he's a 5 on his name.
Yeah, I don't think he's a real 5.
He broke every one of Peyton Manning's records. He owns all Louisiana
records. He plays 2A football.
He plays 2A football in the passer era, and when Peyton was coming up, it was the late 90s. It was not a passer era.
Right. He doesn't play good enough at teams.
I wonder what'll happen, dude, because I'm with you. I like yours.
They should dress him up, not his fucking uncle. They should dress him up and take him to a workout and see what people say about him.
Honestly, I mean, I was on record. I was like, I don't really know what to expect out of Ewers. He could be the next fucking like Tate Martell. I don't know, because he kept transferring and I never saw him play football. But that dude has it.
Yeah,
like it's besides the skill set.
I was amped when he went to Ohio State for
sure.
He's
got like a swag about him. Yeah,
he's fun, dude.
Yeah.
I loved him. I have a goddamn signed jersey, Ohio State jersey of him. But what are you going to do when you got a Heisman, you know, guy who finished second in the Heisman? Nothing you can. And then CJ Stroud may or may not go to the NFL. I don't think he should, but that's another fucking story.
Quinn just never should have went to Ohio State. Should have always went to Texas.
He should have, but they didn't pay him, remember? Because Texas high school athletes can't get paid.
Yeah,
so he left. He left junior year, actually, of high school, because he went to Ohio State at 17 years old, just so he could get that money. Panthers just fired their head coach, Rule, another college coach that fucking bombed in the NFL. Anybody surprised by that? Or was it Baker Mayfield's fault?
Well, you can't not blame Baker Mayfield. I mean, it's always part of it.
I counter your college coaches can't compete in the NFL with Pete Carroll.
So that's the only one I could think of. Can you guys think of anybody more than
like NFL, he was NFL college, and then back to NFL?
But I consider him more as a college coach now, even though he's won a Super Bowl.
He was not a bad NFL coach the first time around.
Yeah, with the Patriots, he was really good. Yeah,
like those teams would win like 9-10 games. Like he wasn't like.
But
when
I think
shit.
Pete Carroll, I think USC.
Yeah, me
well,
too,
he won two championships, but he also won a championship with Seattle too. Yep. I mean, fuck. But besides that, who else is there? I was trying to think of it on the drive over today.
Top of my head,
that's tough. I guess this is like too long ago, even if like, but Barry Switzer in the 90s. But yeah, there's not a lot now.
Not a lot.
Oh, Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, 90s. So same. I'm not sure what's not translating there, but it's very, very odd. Obviously, Urban Meyer bombed out as well. And then Mayfield himself is going to be out a couple weeks, probably more with a high ankle sprain there. He's done, right, as a player?
Well, he's not doing himself any favors because he keeps beefing with the fans.
Yeah.
So, like, he's just so combative. Even when, like, dude, yeah, you suck on the field, but if you just shut up, you could probably be in the league for 10 years being as a backup.
Yeah.
But, like, the way you're running your mouth right now is how you're going to cost yourself a job.
Don't you think he'll be on the Big Noon probably next year?
No. You make way too much money, even as a backup quarterback in the NFL.
I don't think he wants to do it, though. I don't think he wants to be a backup.
He'll be here next year.
Yeah, I think so. Probably.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he'll be here.
What do you think about Matt Rhule as the next coach of Michigan?
I mean,
they're having a good year this year, so he may have bought himself. We'll see how the rest
Harbaugh,
of the season goes.
Well, here's the thing. So Harbaugh wants to go back to the NFL, and I think that's inevitable. But I personally do. If Ohio State beats him, he'll be, 1-7 against Ohio State then this year? So it's tough, man. And look, the NFL needs good head coaches. He was a decent head coach in the NFL. I'm not sure.
There's so many big jobs out there. I could see like Nebraska
or Wisconsin, even though you think the other guy's going to get the job.
I mean, I think Jim Leonard's probably
he's a Big Ten dude, right? I mean, he coached Baylor, but he grew up in fucking Penn State.
And
so
that Baylor team was very Big Ten-esque, I guess you could say.
I wouldn't be shocked to see him go to Wisconsin, although I think they got their guy already.
Yeah. Right? But you never know. Like, Nebraska is a good option, I guess.
I mean, he's a good option for them, and I guess they will pay him a large salary, which makes it good for him, but that team is never going to be good.
He made Baylor good.
Yeah, he did make Baylor good.
That's
sanctions. Yeah.
Yeah. And there no alcohol policy in the stadium and all that shit. Like, dude, I hate to say it doesn't matter, but it fucking matters. Like,
fuck it, go back to Temple rule. That's when you're at your best, when you're at Temple.
Yeah,
go back. They're going to need a coach.
We'll see, dude.
How close is Rutgers to being out on Schiano?
I don't think so.
Not that close.
Like, I think he's there forever. I just don't think you can make that school good.
Yeah, they should have won.
Yeah,
they should have won on Friday.
Who, Rutgers?
Yeah, they should have beat Nebraska.
Oh, I don't think anybody watched the game. What was the score?
14-13.
Oh, God. Even worse. Even worse. Let me ask you this. Was that Denver game the worst game you've ever seen in your life? It was for me.
It was unwatchable.
I thought it was beautiful.
Did you bet the under?
Yeah.
That's the kind of game you watch. Like, if you just saw all the stats and the score, you'd be like, oh, there was like a fucking hurricane or something.
Right.
That's,
yeah.
Not a perfect day.
Yeah. Not a beautiful day. Yeah.
Russell Wilson's got a torn lat, allegedly. I don't know how much I buy that bullshit, but there was a badge of listening to Al Michaels call that game.
Is he not drinking enough of his special water?
No, and he was so angry towards the end of it. Like, I've never heard an announcer just come out and say this is the worst game I've ever been a part of.
Well, he had the over then.
Maybe. Yeah. Does he gamble?
Oh, big time.
Okay.
He mentions it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, he mentions gambling all the time. I just didn't know what the rules were.
He was ground floor, like, guy. He would, even before gambling was big, he would mention the spread all the time in his broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Brent Musburger.
Yeah, those two were always, and which makes sense since Musburger lives in Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the old school shit.
Well, that's why he lives in Vegas, probably.
Exactly. Speaking of gambling, Giorgio, Joe Rogan says that if he was betting, he'd win 84%. Of his picks. Is that, you think so?
Yeah. What, okay. UFC?
Yeah.
Well, UFC is mostly dominant by favorites. If you bet on the favorites, I feel like majority of the time you're going to win. Like, we'd have to look it up, but I think like favorites probably win like 70-75%.
Okay. When's the next big card? I feel like UFC has been empty for a while.
Oh,
what is October?
One.
Yeah, who is it and when is it?
It's like the 21st, 22nd? 20th?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably the biggest, best card of all time in Dubai. We got
Islam. Oh, fuck. Is that going to be an early day then?
Yeah, it'll be midday.
God, why? Why have the best card in the middle of the afternoon when no one cares and it's going to be up against college football?
Because the world...
They promised Dubai these fights.
The world is quite a bit... Oh. That's part of it too, yeah, the business deal. But the world is quite a bit bigger than just the United States, as you can see with Hollywood, right? 80% of the audience is foreign now.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what it is.
We got Islam, Oliveira.
Yep.
The underdog Dillashaw only. So,
Sanhagen.
And UFC.
Dillashaw, Sterling.
UFC, this is from Stat Zones. UFC, 70% of the time, the favorite wins.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's 14 points over just zero, right, which is pretty good, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if you're a professional gambler, is right about 55-65% of the time, right? That's where you can make money.
Yeah.
So if you map that on to the UFC, which the disparity in talent is so much farther apart, yeah, he's probably right. He's an expert at the fucking thing. He sees everything. Of course he knows.
More fights than probably anyone else's in history.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just wanted to know. There was a lot of people bitching online, like back and forth.
That's because people bitch, man.
And those people are bad at gambling.
Yeah.
Those people are dumb.
They're upset because, oh, he should have won. Well, he fucking didn't. So shut up.
So the best card of all time is going to be on the middle of the afternoon against college football.
Yeah.
Do you guys go to Woodrow's and watch that?
Yeah.
We might for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure do.
All
right.
Is it still a thing? I'm still
not paying for it.
Yeah. I don't really watch fights in public anymore, but there used to be, like, as the night would go on and the drunker people would get, there'd be a couple of dudes in the audience that wanted to demonstrate their abilities as well. Not fighting people, but like, oh, you know what he did was this thing, and they try to put you in some kind of thing. I'm like, look, I don't like being touched, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the crowd at Woodrow's during, like, a regular Saturday for college football is way different than the MMA crowd that comes in.
Isn't it an Ohio State alumni bar, actually? Didn't we go with Jamie there for Ohio State?
We asked about it once.
What'd they say?
I don't think so.
No, Dogwood is on the West.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's just the place Jamie goes to.
It's just a bar that shows a lot of games.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Dogwood is a Seahawk bar.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's a Seattle bar.
It's a bunch of random.
Okay.
Yeah. AJ Gamble, the chat is saying Brent Musburger is the guy that stabbed those showgirls last week.
Oh, in Vegas. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I didn't realize that.
In one way, I'm happy that he's still so spry.
Yeah. I mean, look, his wig is like this close to falling off at all times. So no sudden movements is what I expect from him.
Yeah. Phillies just re-signed their manager for 2 years. Congratulations.
Well, he was their interim manager,
actually. Yeah, so the interim tag.
Technically promoted him.
Sure did. Congratulations.
Man, I probably would have tested the market. But
he turned it around for him this year. He did a great job this year.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He'll get manager of the year votes.
As much as they came back to catch the wild card stuff, you know, I mean, that was a big deal for
them. Yeah, but he's not as jacked as Gabe.
No.
No.
He's not.
Well, Gabe's in San Francisco now.
Gabe's more handsome for sure.
I know, but we needed to hire someone more jacked.
Gabe is out there refusing to come out for the national anthem.
Yeah.
I'm standing in a clubhouse. It's just not. Like, oh, thanks, Gabe. You solved it, buddy.
Yeah, he did. He did. Gabe is yoked.
Fucking loser. Yeah,
steroids.
What a cunt that guy is.
Steroids for that guy. Thanks for joining us, kids. Go to mybookie.com. Use promo code Drinking Bros to double your deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bob, do you have fantasy winners?
Yeah, I wanted to announce some real quick fantasy baseball winners for the Drinking Bros leagues. Your prizes will be coming shortly. Josh Bean, Tyler Coughlin, Alex Berg, Garrett Wood, Michael Raymond, Ben McCracken, Shane Goodman, Andrew Longfellow, Troy Bentley, Casey Collier, Josh Royal. Congratulations to all of you. But most of all, congratulations to me, because I won.
You won as well. How many teams, though, Bob?
Oh, no.
Is that 14 teams? Thank you. How many teams?
No.
What?
You can't win.
Yeah, he did.
Why
he
can't won. I win yes. the league yeah, I'm yeah, playing? Yeah.
I think we need more diversity. I didn't hear any women's names in those.
No, games. Well, Casey calling you. You never know. No.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Casey Anthony.
I want an investigation into your league.
Yeah,
I want
to
see.
There.
I need a breakdown.
Have someone the check rules. His ears right now.
Yeah.
Check his fucking ears, ear face, and everything else. Does Delco get to decide what they get? Because are we getting all signed Phillies baseballs
for everybody? Yeah, it's all Mike Schmidt stuff.
I think we should totally do that, by the way.
And just John Crook.
Just because they're all different people. We'll get 14 signed Mike Schmidt balls.
I mean, who the fuck doesn't know who Mike Schmidt is?
There's a scene in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. There's a scene in It's Always Sunny where fucking Mac references Mike Schmidt and the person
says,
it's
the Christmas episode.
Yeah, it's like, who's Mike Schmidt? And Charlie Day loses it.
I don't buy it.
Yeah. Because it's like, what, you holding that toy for Mike Schmidt? Yeah. He's like, I don't know.
Every possibility is on the table, as well as buying all signed John Rocker balls. Haven't decided yet, but that decision's come in the next 48 hours, and we'll let you know this week. For D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob Papa Giorgio, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap, everyone. Good morning.